Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One of the great guitar players of all time, Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. Avail yourself to his music. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. You won't regret it. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to see the thread there, right? And we're having a great visit with our new friend. Actually, not new friend. He's becoming an old friend. Jay Papasan is here. He's the co-author of The One Thing, and he is the Vice President of Publishing at Keller Williams Realty International. We're talking about helping the younger generation set goals that are realistic, that maybe are a little bit counterintuitive to their own thinking, maybe Jay the way they were raised, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'd like to have that. Okay, here, son, here it is. My grandkids are like this. My grandkids are like this. Now, they don't understand the concept of deferred gratification. The concept of waiting is completely foreign to them. And so now that we've got their attention, we've got them set some goals that are bite sized that they can build on. How do you get them to turn that on and make things happen?
I think the Daniel Pink, I don't know if you've ever had him on his show.
He's an old friend.
Yeah, he's really tapped into this. And I think because they're so driven by their career aspirations, it's a sense of identity. And it's a very inward-looking thing. I think if you can...
Is that another way of saying self-absorbed?
In some instances, there's a spectrum, right? I mean, it shows up as cocky in some and confident in others.
Disrespectful in others?
Yes. I think that if you can help them tap into their passion, that's kind of the button I try to come back to. My editorial assistant, in one of our interviews, when we were tapping into where she wanted to be in 5 years, that's part of my process. And we have a process built around this, figuring out where it is they want to go and making sure that where they want to go is aligned with where we're going. And if
right.
it is, then it's higher. We want to go full
right.
steam ahead. And I tap back into that five-year goal all the time. Hey, remember how you said you wanted to write a book with your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is part of that process. And so the difference between what I want and what I need, they will work really hard for what they want, and they'll wait for it. But the wisdom to know that they need to work for what they need and connecting that to the path,
mm-hmm.
that's where you help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that you talk about that in terms of content and context. They're very
right.
smart. They have a lot of content in their brain. But the context of when to use it and employ it, wisdom... I mean, what young person comes out of the womb with that? You have to learn that.
That's
people.
Right. And the thing that bothers me, the thing that concerns me about them is that they don't even, sometimes they don't even realize that the context is even part of the game, that it's even part
mm-hmm.
of the equation. And let me say something real quick here, Jay, and I really mean this with all my heart, because I've got young people working for me, they're related to me. These are really, really good human beings.
Oh, yeah.
They're very good people. And unfortunately, though, sometimes the way they feel about context, because context is really important to an older person. If you're working with an older person, they've learned some things. They've got knots on their head that they don't want you to have to get. So when they try to give you some context, Jay, they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. And if a young person is dismissive of that, it comes across as disrespectful, and it makes that person think that they're not a good person.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? And that's one of the unfortunate things, I think, when the generations come together. When I talk to older folks and they're complaining about the generations, this is one of the things that I hear from them. And I think it's unfortunate because the kids are not bad people. They're good people. They're just sideways on the context thing.
They're, you know, it may be us with rose-colored glasses, too, looking back on how much wiser we were, but I do think that there's probably every older generation has that the younger generation was a bunch of punks at some point.
That's true.
You know?
But the difference was we actually did have to listen to them because they did know stuff we needed.
And also our society and the way we comported ourselves professionally required it. You just couldn't keep your job if you weren't more respectful.
That's right.
It was a survival mechanism. Whether you wanted to or not, you kind of had to do it. And today, people can get away without that. So, you know, you can applaud the self-reliance, but the idea of mentors is something that the idea that your boss could be your mentor and really listening to that, the word context for me and the difference between where you and I are and where some of the younger people we work with are, their time frame's too short.
Yeah. Are you saying that the Gen Ys are not, they don't take to mentorship very much?
I think they do, but the context issue there is that you're giving them advice and you're looking at their career and you're thinking 20 years, 10 years. And they're thinking this year.
Yeah.
And I think that disconnect, honestly, my boss and I, when we get crossways and argue, I come home and I think about it. I'm like, you know, he's just looking at a bigger picture than I was.
He's running a marathon. You're running a sprint.
Yeah. But if I realize he's looking at a bigger perspective, he's got a bigger view on things, a lot of times his point of view makes sense. Well,
folks, that's really good perspective for all of us to take back to our offices when we work with the different generations. Jay, thank you for being here. I feel a lot smarter now. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love this talk.
Would you give us the website, please?
Our website is www.onethingwiththenumberone.com. It's the number one Wall Street Journal bestseller. I hope everybody will check it out.
All right, so check it out, folks. Jay Papasan. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.